KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
The time is 9:02, and my name is Jewel, and I'd like to welcome you to your radio station, KBOO Portland, Community Radio 90.7 FM on your dial. We are on the air because the community cares. And that's the most important thing for you to remember, especially in these days of very trying times and, with allocations of treason a-flying, let me tell you that a true patriot remains true to their heart and to the Constitution. And with that in mind... Yes, indeed. It is time for the Celtic Hour. And we're just going to play a couple of things here.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Welcome to you all on this very, very warm, warm, warm summer night as we celebrate the summer solstice and get ready for the days to become shorter, if you can believe it already. It just seems like we were getting used to it, you know what I mean? Well, in the meantime, we'll all hold the port for you. And y'all can just continue enjoying this beautiful, beautiful, albeit a bit warm, evening. My name is Jewel. I'd like to welcome you to the Celtic Hour, an hour of the music of the Celtic nations of the world, including North America, South America, Brazil, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, you name it, we celebrate it. Brittany. In fact, in the next month or so, we will continue to celebrate the music of Britain as well as the music of Ireland. There's lots going on, but for this warm, warm evening, I think what we might do is just spend a little bit of time on the cool down side. And I do want to play for you a couple of things that are very important to me, and that would be a bit of Cal Scott's music, as he will be performing with Kevin Burke on the 8th of July. Now, I mention it now because for the first time ever, the Celtic Hour is preempted by the Blues Festival. So I thought what we would do is play a little bit of some of the upcoming concerts that will be headed your way. And Kevin Burke and Cal Scott will be up in the Dalles on July the 8th at the City Park. This is a free show. It starts at 6 p.m., and I don't have much more on the Dalles Music in the Park series, but I have a feeling if you went to the Dalles Music in the Park, you could Google that and probably find out all the dates and times. Or you could email our friend Victor Johnson at Victor Johnson, johnson.com, and get more information about the dates and the times on this one. But I thought what we might do to just cool down just a little bit from all that gardening you've done, all that work, all that bike riding, all that anti-war activity that you've put into your day. It's time for a nice, gentle cool down. And like what we started out with, which was the great group Fluk from their CD, Flatfish, and E-flat Reels, and the Sligo Reel. It's a great CD. If you get a chance, definitely go and see them. Pick that one up. The Vancouver Folklife Festival is coming up. There are Kaylees being added right and left for those of you who can't stand to go without the dance. There's going to be a Kaylee dance to celebrate the summer solstice at the PPAA Hall. Let me just flip through a couple of things here because I know I've got it. Sam sent it to me. Hang on. Bear with me. Well, it will be on, oh, rats, I know it's here somewhere. Please excuse my discombobulation here. I think what we'll do is we'll just go on to some music, and I'll hunt down that little piece of paper here in a second. So in the meantime, let's listen to some great music from local artist Cal Scott, in a CD he put out a few years ago called Scotland's Lighthouses. And it's a wonderful piece of work. Some of it is traditional, and some of it he wrote. Oh, I found that elusive piece of paper. For those of you who just can't stand to wait to dance, the Midsummer Night Live Irish Kaylee Dance will be Friday, July 14th at the PPAA Ballroom at 618 Southeast Alder from 7:30 to midnight, featuring Johnny Conley Band. Sam Cater will be calling. And for more information, you can go to Kaylee at wizardisland.com, or you can email Sam at sam.cater, K-E-A-T-O-R, at verizon.net for more information about this Kaylee. Prices are very reasonable. We're including 12 and younger, and we're asking that you just wear shoes, soft shoes, hard shoes, you name it, nothing with a scuff heel on it. So probably your soft dance shoes are the best. That will be on the Friday, the July 14th, at the PPAA Hall, 618 Southeast Alder, a Midsummer Night Live Irish Kaylee Dance featuring the Johnny Conley Band. Okay, with that in mind, let's go to Cal Scott from his great CD, Music of Scotland's Lighthouses. This was a commissioned piece for a motion picture, so it's a very prestigious thing, and I think you'll enjoy it as much as I do. So here then are a couple of tunes from Cal Scott's Scottish Lighthouses. You can catch Cal Scott and Kevin Burke July 8th in the Dalles City Park for free. Show starts at 6 p.m. Let's listen then to these great tunes. Get a nice frosty beverage, sit on your porch, and watch the sun as she sinks slowly into the west on this wondrous solstice eve and solstice week. Also, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Teresa and Mara, and we'll play some whistle tunes for Teresa here in just a minute.
Thank you.
And those were just a few tunes from Kel Scott's original and Trad R compilation of Scotland's lighthouses. And Kel Scott, Portland's very own homegrown great musician, will be performing with Kevin Burke up in the Dalles on July the 8th. And although I don't have the particulars, because they didn't send them to me, right in front of me, I believe that you can get a hold of, I think it was Victor Johnson. I have all this paperwork in front of me, so bear with me. I will find it. Or the Dalles Music Festival would definitely be the ticket. Go to www.victorjohnson.com, and this is Roots Music for Kids. That'll be at the Dalles City Park. It's a free show, starts at 6 p.m., and that will be on July the 8th. I can't believe we're talking about July already. Oh, my word. Well, with that in mind, the summer solstice has come and gone, and now the days, believe it or not, will be getting shorter. I haven't even got all my stuff in the ground yet. Oh, my word. Well, I guess I'll just have to get on it there and get with it and get those sunflowers and a few other things in the ground and growing. So with that in mind, and a couple of birthdays as well, especially one of our favorite whistle players, Teresa. If you've ever gone to the KLA and you've seen this woman playing the whistle most amazingly and or the keyboards most amazingly, then you have seen Teresa playing great music for you. A wonderful person and a fantastic musician. And with that in mind, I'd kind of like to dedicate this next batch of tunes, even though we've gone to Great Britain and all around the surrounding areas. We're going to nip back to Ireland for just a second and honor one of the great whistle players in town with one of the great whistle players from Ireland, the great whistling ambassador, Miko Russell. Here then are just a blazing set of tunes for Teresa and all the folks celebrating their birthday in June. Whether you play the whistle or tunes or not, here's to you all the best. Here's Miko Russell.
Well, they tell me at home that some people told me one time that we played the tin whistle more of concertina playing them than playing a tin whistle. So my brother, Lord Merson, was a great concertina player, and my mother used to play, God rest their souls. So this would be tunes that I got from a man that was doing next door to me. He used to play like this, some lovely way of playing a reel called the Mason's Apron, and another old reel. It is different. I don't know what name is in this other reel. It is more of concertina style of playing. I'd like to tell this team something about maybe the a lot of people knows about the Galway races. And this man was trying to describe the difference or come together about the Galway races that's held nowadays and the races held in the Cliffs of Moher 150 years ago. So, anyways, it was he started off, he only sang two verses of the song about the Galway races and two more about the Cliffs of Moher races. 'Tis there you'd see the jockeys and the mounted so stately, the pink, the green, the yellow, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rang for starting, the horses seemed so impatient. You'd swear they never stood upon the ground, their speed was so amazing. Gramachri Makrushkin, slanchy gal mavurnin. Gramachri Makrushkin, agaspecialan. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, only faltin' hospitality and making fresh acquaintance. Gramachri Makrushkin, slanchy gal mavurnin. Gramachri Makrushkin, agaspecialan. Ta oberalan, da yanivir in tevsho, kurtis kashalan, igbarshliv na gerach. Ta kursa rasaun is bras ta an eren. Agus klocha habana, kopalke ergach tevlish. Gramachri Makrushkin, slanchy gal mavurnin. Gramachri Makrushkin, agus pishalan. Ta usala klar bamba, ik tarant isik tri alone. Stapelte da kapel, korkje agus feroon. Talan sues ne sleetje, dek trube agus ik tri laun. Mar a dagach or a dele, bech tilich ne jiegoon. Gramachri Makrushkin, slanchy gal mavurnin. Gramachri Makrushkin, agus beshelan.
And that was Miko Russell for our birthday gal, Teresa. Great whistle player, great keyboard player. So happy birthday. I hope it was a good one. A couple of things that you need to be aware of, and that is the 27th of June was the day in 1997 that the famous East Avenue Tavern closed. So this coming Friday, which is the 30th of June, the Alberta Street Public House, which is the sort of transplanted East Avenue Tavern, will be having a big brouhaha. You'll just have to call them up and find out what's going on. And you can go to Alberta Street Public House and www.albertastreetpublichouse and find out what they've got online for that evening. Or you can call them at 503-284-7665 and see if they're celebrating their transplanting and how well they're doing over there at 11th and Northeast Alberta in Northeast Portland. So the music continues. A couple of other things that you need to be made aware of, and that would be that, Andarry Academy of Irish Dance, which is sort of a semi-new Irish Dance Academy here in Portland. They reach all the way into Washington and over to Idaho. That would be Jim and Lauren Mueller, formerly of the Comerford School of Irish Dance. They now have their own dance academy. Andarry, that's A-N, capital D-A-I-R-E, Academy of Irish Dance, will be holding an Irish dance camp. You get a special discount if you register before July 24th. And you can find out that information by going to www.andarry.org or email them at portland@andarry.org. Their dance academy is located at 1505 Southeast Gideon, and they are getting ready to for their Irish dance camp, which will run July 31st to August the 2nd at 1505 Southeast Gideon in Portland from 5 to 6 p.m. And if you need more information, you can also call 503-973-3917. And if Jim and Lauren aren't busy delivering their second baby, perhaps you'll get in for a few dance lessons or two. And if they are, you'll be left in the capable hands of some of their assistants. So keep that in mind. The Waterfront Blues Festival kicks off this Thursday, so keep your dial tuned to KBOO 90.7 as we will be broadcasting the Blues Festival. Just check the program guide for the dates and times. We'd also like to keep you abreast of what's going on with the latest attempt by the current administration to control everything you do, including what you do on the internet. We're asking that you go to www.savetheinternet.org to keep net neutrality online. Otherwise, it'll be like cable TV. You get what you pay for. You can only go to certain restricted websites. You can only get restricted information. These guys, it's every day is Christmas for the Bush administration, so it's time to put a screeching halt to that one and support net neutrality by going to www.savetheinternet.org. You would think with the advent of World War III and everything that's going on, including snooping on your emails, snooping on your bank statements, snooping on your phone calls, everything you do, they know. So, Why are they so concerned about gay marriage and flag burning? Well, that's easy. Because you can be easily distracted if you're not paying attention. And that's what they're counting on. So keep that in mind. SaveTheInternet.org. Operation Divine Strike, which will be a 700-ton ammonium nitrate blast, has been rescheduled because the Bush administration didn't have the proper environmental licenses to do it. It has been moved to July 24th and will be in the Arizona desert. You can go to www.divinestrake.com and find out what these folks are up to. Also, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has granted its first license in 30 years to build an internationally run nuclear power plant at Yucca Mountain in New Mexico. This plant will be built starting in August for private fuel use. They never give up. Like Lily Tomlin says, you try to keep up, but these guys, geez, you just can't keep up. One other thing that you need to know about, and that is that Lieutenant Aaron Watada reported to his base on the 22nd of June, and instead of waiting to take him into custody for refusing to deploy to Iraq again, they immediately took him into custody when he showed up on the 22nd. He is being held incommunicado at Fort Lewis, and it's just incredible what they are trying to do to silence the voice of truth in this country. And I thought that I would just read you a brief statement by Lieutenant Watada and let you know that there is a lot of action planned for tomorrow. And there will be a meeting on the Hawthorne Bridge, I believe, around 5. Bear with me, please. Many people are going up to Fort Lewis tomorrow, and they're going to be going up in kind of a convoy, if you will, to support Lieutenant Watada. Originally, they had planned to place themselves between the officers that would incarcerate him and Lieutenant Watada, but since he's already been incarcerated, there's not much that can be done except to show up in solidarity for him, for Specialist Suzanne Swift, and for all of the other war resistors. These folks are not saying that they are conscientious objectors. They are stating that, and I quote Lieutenant Watada, "I refuse to be silent any longer. I refuse to be party to an illegal and immoral war against people who did nothing to deserve our aggression. My oath of office is to protect and defend America's laws, its people, and its Constitution. By refusing unlawful orders for an illegal war, I fulfill that oath today." So in solidarity to with Lieutenant Watada, there will be a bridge stand in support from 4:30 to 6 p.m. on the Hawthorne Bridge, the south side of the Hawthorne Bridge. And then there will be the sidewalk demonstration outside the Northeast Recruiting Station at Northeast Broadway, and I believe it's 16th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Attendees are asked to show their support for Lieutenant Watada. His mother, whom I met his mother, his stepmother, and his father, as well as Lieutenant Watada. They are amazing people. His mother, Carolyn Ho, who flew in from Honolulu, Hawaii, to support her son, said, "My son's decision to refrain from deploying from Iraq comes through much soul-searching. It is an act of patriotism. It is a statement to all Americans, to men and women in uniform, that they need not remain silent out of fear, that they have the power to turn the tide of history now, to stop the destruction of a country and the killing of untold numbers of innocent men, women, and children, as well as those of our own armed forces." It is a message that states unequivocally that Lieutenant Watata's stance is clear. He will not be blindly following orders. This is no longer an option. My son, Lieutenant Watata, will stay the course. I urge you to join him in this effort. More information can be garnered from Military Families Speak Out, truthout.org, commondreams.org, and Veterans for Peace, local chapter 72.org as well. And with that in mind, I would like to play this song. This is a song about desertion, but it is not exactly as it may seem. So we will play this song called The Deserter, which, of course, Lieutenant Watata and many of the objectors to this illegal war are not deserters. They are simply speaking the truth for a change, something you will not hear coming from the top. This is from Fairport Convention and the 35th anniversary album. Venceremos.
Here I stand in a land that isn't my own, far from the country that I call my home. I was sent here by a government and armed by a king, and I'm told I must kill men in order to bring to some foreign land. There he lies on a land no longer his own, in the grey of the country that he once called his home. He was sent here by his government, and he might not agree. And if someone must kill him, God, why is it me to bring peace to some foreign land? Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Went down to drag him away from the wire, when the rifles to the left of me started to fire. He was riddled with bullets, I was smothered in blood, and I can't see how murdering somebody could bring peace to some foreign land. Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war.
Looks like 10 o'clock crept up on us without me noticing it, and so we'll leave you with this bit of a word here.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, we know, we know. And hopefully your days in power will not be easy ones. Okay, with that in mind, my name is Jewel. You've been listening to your radio station, KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial. You can reach me at CelticHour@AOL.com. I'll see you on the barricades. Take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and please stay tuned to your radio station for The Talking Earth with Walt Curtis. Stand. Stand tall, stand firm, and remember, united we stand. Divided, they win. Not a chance.
Sorry. The Talking Earth, my guest Roger Weaver, whose name was left out of the guide with his book Ladder of Desire, is here, and my other guest here at 90.7 FM, and we're going to get started here in a minute. And Roger, say something. Yeah, we'll have a message in just a second. Roger, say something.
Yes.
Okay.
Good
welcome.
Evening.
On the hottest, second hottest day of the year,
yes.
Welcome to KBOO. And Roger, we're going to come right back, but let's do this message here.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Coming to the KBOO radio airwaves Monday, July 3rd at 11 p.m. The Capitalist Manifesto meets the Wizard of Oz.
George W. Bush is the scarecrow without a brain.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
The rest of his administration are the heartless tins woodsmen, and the Democrats are the cowardly lions who lack a spine.
The UBU Hour radio theater show brings you the Capitalist Manifesto.
Meets the Wizard of Oz.
Coming to the KBOO airwaves Monday, July 3rd at 11 p.m.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.